Now, speaking of the rain, of course, Cyclone Owen is the concern in central and north Queensland. And Jay and Dave from the Triple M Mackay and Whitsundays breakfast team caught up with Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk this morning to talk about preparations.
Severe Category 3 heading up to a Cat 4, likely to cross tomorrow sometime. We're not exactly sure yet at what hour. And then, of course, it's going to bring a whole lot of rain and winds all the way down our east coast. So we'll get a better idea this morning at 8:30 when I convene our Queensland Disaster Management Group meeting. But the issue for Mackay is quite interesting because we all know that we've had those big fires up around Mackay, especially up at Yungala, down near Finch Hatton. So the big concern is the scar that has been left by those bushfires could be subjected to heavy landsliding if we get a lot of rain. So we really need your listeners to keep an ear out to the radio, listen to the authorities, because we may have to close that road. So it's in people's safety, but it's actually a very interesting combination in terms of the bushfire impact, then with heavy rain. So we've done the modelling, we've done the predictive analysis, and that's the main area of concern for Queensland when it comes to that overlap of this tropical cyclone weather with the bushfires we've just experienced.
We were just going on a road trip on Wednesday up to Yungala, up the range there, and the road scares me to start off with. At the same time, it looked like some of the road crews were trying to stabilise the mountainside in preparation for this. Was that right?
I think you would have seen too, the road crews were up there pretty well straight after, because there was some impact from the fires, not much. But of course, if there is any danger whatsoever, we will close that road. So we've had community meetings up at Yungala, we're going to have community meetings down at, you know, Finch Hatton, the other communities down there. But we just need people to listen and to be patient during this period.
The other thing, if I can just mention, too, is
if any of your listeners and families are thinking about going camping or caravanning, it's really important that you actually listen and have a plan in place just in case you have to move. Yeah. And, you know, we're hoping we get through this weather event and everyone can enjoy their Christmas and school holidays. But we're not over this extreme weather event yet.
And I bet you didn't think, as the Premier of Queensland, that we were going to be tackling bushfires and then, what, a week and a bit later, cyclones and all this rain. How ironic is that?
Oh, well, it is absolutely unbelievable. Mm. So, the catastrophic conditions we had, the unprecedented temperatures, like bushfires are very common in Victoria and South Australia and New South Wales, but up here, we never have these types of conditions. And if you think of Yungala, you know, you're talking about tropical rainforest now with a burnt scar from bushfires.
It's ridiculous stuff. Yeah. On behalf of us as well in the media, thank you so much. You guys have done a great job, the police commissioners and the QFES and yourself, keeping us up to date through the bushfires and, of course, now this Owen event. So we'll keep everybody up to date with that info.
That was Jay and Dave from the Triple M Mackay and Whitsundays breakfast team chatting to Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier, earlier this morning. Dave's probably listening, actually. He never sleeps. Dave, if you are listening, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us out there, mate.